Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Show. Today we had our scheduled guest, Arthur Alicia Amber. Alicia Amber, St. Louis best-selling author, was scheduled for today. However, at the last minute, she had a family emergency, which landed her in the emergency room to check on her guest, her brother. I have to check with Alicia to see how she is doing. And but today we have author Kenneth Taylor, and we have author Larry Tune, which is me, myself. We have one more caller who has not called into the show yet, still waiting on him. Well, let's just talk about what we talk about on the Arthur Larry Tune's Gospel Show. We talk about social issues. Hold on, let me get my other caller on. Just 1 second. Hold on. Yeah, we talk about social issues. Are you there, Mr. Charles?
Sure I am, Larry. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just telling them, Alicia Amber, she had a family emergency at the last minute, and had to go to the emergency room to check on her brother. We'll have to pray for Miss Amber and her brother.
Yes, we will.
And, yeah, and in the meanwhile, we have Arthur Kenneth Taylor and online. Say hello to Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Mr. Charles Lane.
How you doing, Mr. Taylor?
Doing good. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great out here in the snow.
So you out in the snow?
Yeah, we got snow. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, we got snow in St. Louis. Well, on the author Larry Tone's Gospel Show, we talk about social issues, religion. We just don't talk about gospel. Although gospel is a good factor, you know, we all love. I dedicate this show to God as a gift to God for blessing me with the show. And we'll begin with me first, and I'll rapidly hand it over to Kenneth Taylor and Mr. Lane. Well, briefly, starting with me, I'm gospel author Larry Tune. That's Larry. When you spell my last name, it's T-O-O-M-B-S. I wrote the gospel book, the famous worldwide gospel book called The Whole Truth Gospel, according to Arthur Larry Tune. And The Whole Truth Gospel novel is just basically a book about how I live my life. It's not a Bible. It's just how I live my life. It's neither right or wrong. Neither right nor wrong. The Whole Truth Gospel is available on Amazon.com. The Whole Truth Gospel, according to Arthur Larry Tune. Okay, now let's move right along. Now, we got some more talent on the show today. We got Arthur Kenneth Taylor, author of One Step from Prison and Two Steps from Hell. We'll start with him, and then we'll go to Mr. Charles Lane. Today, anything, social issue? Today is your day to just free this precious self, Mr. Taylor, whatever you want to talk about. I mean, on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Show, let's hear from Arthur Kenneth Taylor.
Yeah, well, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much. But basically, I deal with, the social issues in America. I found that love for life, love is what you do, not too much what you say. But One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. But in the center of my book, One Step from Prison, there's love, and love is coming to you. I mean, love is coming to you, raw, uncut, like the whole gospel truth. It's God is love. Love is God. And if we would just love one another as we have been commanded to do, I mean in our hearts, everyone that I know, that I talk to, I do Facebook, blogs, tweets, all this stuff. But the only thing that I really focus on in this economy, in this time, is love. Because love is greater than money. Love will last longer than money. Love is forever. Love cannot be purchased. It cannot be bought. You know, and for me, I try to put love in the forefront of everything that we do. According to the King James Version of the Bible, being an advocate, I do relate to Scripture quite often, but not in the sense that I'm trying to convert you or convert you. All I'm saying is love is the answer, the solution, the remedy. You know, we have loved one another, and we will see some changes in our country, in this world, in our home, in our family, in our children, and everything else. But it has to be love. You know, Jesus said one time that these people, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Love has to be in your heart. I mean, love has to be to die for. I mean, as the example of the King James Version of the Bible, the manifestation of love was through Jesus Christ. Curtis Cox down in Cleveland, Mississippi, he told me before he traveled, you know, he cast on, he said, in this world in which we live, we have not seen love since Jesus Christ. Or the creative writer, I said, well, I'll take love, but divine love will be the only deliverer, you know, in this new era that we're going into. And it's a divine era, but it's love. It's not status. It's not social status. It's not money. It's not wealth. It's not riches. It's about the love that you have in your heart. We must love children first. Well, this has been an ongoing project for me for the past 40 years. It's to teach love to our children, that they might know themselves. We might know ourselves, who we are, what we're from, what's our purpose, why are we here? Why are we on this planet? And I thank you for, you know, the full gospel truth, and that, you know, I don't really get involved with a lot of things. Full gospel truth, to me, it was just so calm and so perfect. Because we need love in this world in which we live, but really need love today. You know, when I was trying to find a workable definition that I could apply to any situation, I was down in Memphis, Tennessee, at Whitney Elementary School. So I asked three of the students there to just define for me love. So this young man stood up and he said, love is the affection and concern for the well-being of others. Love puts others first. God put the children first. I think in our daily lives in which we live, we should never be so busy that we can't stop what we're doing. We hear a baby cry. I mean, to comfort, to whatever's necessary, because the children come first. So I was basically just, my thing is, if we could get this definition out, love is the concern for the well-being of others. And let love be. I mean, I'm in business. That is my business. Love is the business that I have. So I'm saying, if I love to my children, love to love to preach it. Love is the answer. And Lord, I thank you for, you know, for letting me be on the show today, and I thank you for what you're doing. Because I have to commend you, man. You're really doing a great work. I listened to your show the other day, man. It was really good. It was really, really good. And as far as I'm concerned, every person in the world needs to listen that they might know and understand. I mean, the full gospel truth. How do they just live for a living? I'm just thankful to be on today, and that's pretty much my introduction to where I am. I thank you very much. I thank you very much for that.
Okay. I want to, you're very welcome. All my callers just called in. I wanted to let you know who that speaker was. That speaker was the first man who got me on the radio, live radio, Cleveland, Mississippi, Hot 95.3 FM. That's Arthur Kenneth Taylor. That's Arthur Kenneth Taylor. And we substitute today for Alicia Amber. Her brother was in a car accident, and she called in at the last minute, and he could not make it. We pray for Dr. Alicia Amber and her brother. And we also thank Brother Kenny Taylor, Arthur Kenny Taylor. Now, that's Arthur Kenny Taylor. Now, he is the author of One Step from Prison and Two Steps from Hell. And people always listen in to the show. I mean, they always listen in to it. Well, they listen in to it from Facebook. They say, Tunes, I always listen to your show. And I don't even know that they're listening. But they do listen. We broadcast live from Twitter, Facebook, blog, talk, radio. And that was a wonderful message from Arthur Kenneth Taylor. And it's good to have a brother who I can call like Arthur Kenneth Taylor and Mr. Charles Lane. When Alicia was sick and when her brother got sick, I reached back on my brother. And that was Arthur Kenneth Taylor. See, it comes a time in life when you need somebody to lean on. Now, if that person that you're trying to lean on is not there for you to lean on, you don't have nobody. You see what I'm saying? And God put people into your life for a reason. I mean, if that person you're trying to lean on run from you, what would you do? Would God run from you? Would a God run from you? See, God would not run from you. And that's why he put Kenneth Taylor and Brother Charles Lane in my pathway. He already knew the way. He already knew what was going to happen. I didn't. But once I found out, I already turned over to God anyway. Because there's nothing I can do. And there's nothing that I can do without God. There's nothing I can do. You know, this is the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Show. And I want to thank Arthur Kenneth Taylor for those wonderful for words. And we move right along. We'll come back to you, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, for the broadcast is over with. We have another talented brother online. This is Charles Lane, musician and singer of 1970. Is that right, Mr. Charles Lane?
Yeah, Larry, that's cool. We did a whole lot of, we've been singing here in St. Louis since about 60. And then I moved to L.A. and done a little, wrote a few things with a couple of cats that worked with Ray Charles' band. And got a couple of tunes out during that time. But here's something I want to try to bring out. A social issue. I've been listening to, I'm a CNBC junkie. A movie junkie. And I've been listening to the news about this kid, this white kid, 16 years old, who killed four people in an accident, and because he was rich, they let him go. He had to spend a day. They say he's suffering from affluenza. That's something his rich lawyer made up. He got so much money that he don't know right from wrong. But
right.
He still took this man's wife and his three daughters.
Right.
He's not going to spend a day. But last year, this little black kid, 14, knocked somebody out in a knockout game, which is, I'm not standing up for either one of them. But he got 10 years for that. You know.
Right.
Doing the same thing with George Zimmerman and
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, it's a lawyer, man. I mean, it's just, you know, get away. You got the cash, you can get away.
That's right.
We get this. You know, whatever we do, we got to serve the time. I don't care if you're 12 and you kill somebody. This judge ain't going to let you, you know, they're going to give you a break. But this white boy, I mean, he say, matter of fact, the white boy told the kids who were in the car with him, Don't worry about a thing. I'm Stevenson Cooch. I'll get y'all out of here. Money, money, money. Money talking. You know what walks.
Right.
So,
this happened over in Africa.
Have you heard about that case?
I'm catching it on late. I understood it happened in Africa.
No, that happened... in the States. A couple of days ago.
I've heard about several incidents. I've heard about an incident in Atlanta about the black kid they found in the mattress. Have you anybody heard about that one? They found that he was a basketball player. For this high school.
His body
they found him in a roller mattress.
Mm-hmm. I think they took his arm and just sold him.
Yeah, the world is racism is rapidly racism. Ain't no other way to put it. Racism is rapidly taking over America.
Thank you very much. I mean, I was watching Fox the other day, and they had an issue about Santa Claus of all things. They were talking about this white woman talking about Santa Claus is black. I mean, it's white. You know, and why the kids will have to change his color? I mean, I don't remember that white kid coming down my chimney. I lived in an apartment.
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Lane.
I'm just a news junkie, and I try to stay on it, man. Politically inclined, we got to stick with Obama, too.
The tide is
finally turning his way, I believe. He's finally starting to win
back.
I mean, Dana is finally seeing the Tea Party for what it is, a bunch of idiots, a bunch of clowns.
Everyone has a right to your opinion. I mean, don't think you said that wrong. This is America, a free country, a freedom of speech. And you most certainly had a right to your freedom of speech.
That's right.
No one can be wrong as long as they exercise their freedom of speech.
And you can't be sued if you're not lying.
Sir?
You can't be sued if you're not lying. Truth cannot be sued.
Right. Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah. Right. Whole truth. Mm-hmm. It's the whole truth. And measures a man.
Right. I just hope we can get everyone to get out of here and vote. There has to be no national election. All politics is local. I mean, the national thing is just the dressing. I mean, the icing on the cake with your mayors, your aldermen, your congressmen, your senators. That's who affects us. That's who hurts us. We got to do something about it and get these people to get out and, you know, stand up and be counted. Just like our brothers in South Africa did.
And we lost a great leader. Speaking of South Africa, we just lost a great leader, Nelson Mandela.
We lost a great leader. I got to get me a big picture of him now. Put on my wall.
True. Like Dr. Martin Luther King said, You know, and I might be wrong, I might be off by a little bit, but if I am, somebody correct me. Only the truth can drive our darkness, if only peace can drive our darkness, only righteousness shall drive our evil.
Right.
Righteousness shall drive our evil. Only righteousness. War will never drive out the war. War will only constitute more war and violence. Hurt, harm, and danger. But only peace will be accounted for, you know. Now, in this world, in this land of sin, where the devil, since this is the gospel, the devil is on every, he on every hand. Evil is on every hand. But I understand what you're saying, Mr. Charles Lane. If you got to strive, you got to stand up and be counted. Love thy neighbor.
So,
love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. You know, love thy neighbor. You know. And love like Kenneth Taylor said, divine love. Divine love. And he, Kenneth Taylor said so much. I said, divine love is only deliverance. And I use it all the time. You know. But now we'll go back to Mr. Taylor and Mr. Lane. Now, is there any more social issues that you would like to talk about? Time is yours.
Well, the thing is, in this world in which we live, you know, I've lived here a lot of years. I was an apostolic preacher for 20-some years. But, you know, we believe that if you were not baptized in Jesus' name, then you could not be saved. It doesn't matter what church you were born, you know, it made no difference. But then in the real world, in this reality, you know, in Mississippi, we have 80% of young black men are incarcerated. I mean, the penal system here makes more money than Walmart. I'm saying, because that's where the emphasis is, that's where the money is. But see, what I tried to do is, as a creator, I said, well, love is life. Love will always be right. Love will never change. But love is useless if you're dealing with people that have no idea of how to love, or they've never been loved, or they really have no clue as to what love is. You know, sometimes I have to tell, you know, some of the people that you have to love your children more than you love your job. He said, well, without a job, I can't take care of my children. But I remember I was born on a plantation. That's why one step from prison is very important to me. That's why I wrote the book and put it out there. It's very important. But I was born on a plantation. I worked in the fields. But then on the other side of the coin, I was never there because it had to be a better life. It had to be a better life on this planet, a better social life, a better existence, a better understanding. Today, even though Nelson Mandela and Barack Obama and, you know, a lot of people Hussein or some of them, all these things have happened. But social media, they poison the minds of the people. You know, in Mississippi, we have to have voter ID. You have to have, something issued by the state. In other words, in Mississippi, a lot of black men, young black men, will not vote. They're not eligible to vote. Because they are felons. Now, this is a practice that they have done for the past 400 years. I mean, slavery is slavery. It doesn't matter what did exist in the field or what exists in the plant. It's still slavery. So I wrote a book. In this book, I said, you have to know who you are, not what you are, not where you're from. You have to know who you are. You have to know your own divinity, your own royalty. You have to be loyal. You know, I said in this book, I am the master teacher. I teach love, respect, and truth. You know, like the full gospel truth, like I said, for me it's key because it has to be the truth. Only the truth can set you free. But love is deliverance. And divine love is the only deliverance from what's happening in America today. You say, well, racism. Racism in America today is really, it's like old school. It's past. You know, it's a new thing going on. Today we deal with divinity. Now, black man, or I would say God, divinity, divine love, is a black man. I mean, he's God of this earth. He's a black man. We have to change our perception, our concept of what divinity is. Forget about the white kindness law and all this other stuff that we've been taught. Forget this stuff. And just find the love. Love will work in your family. Love will work in your home. Love will work on your job. Love will work everywhere. But see, they told me when I first started out that love is weak. Love can't accomplish anything. But during the past 15 years, you know, I've had an opportunity to do it with most of the people in this country. You know, and it's part of an international version concept that we deal with. But we say love is the same in every language, even though in some language you may have 200 different definitions for the same word. All I'm saying is love is the affectionate concern, for the well-being of others. Let love be in your heart. Don't go looking for it. Love abide in you. If love abide in you, charity, love began at home. It began with the spouse, the children, the family. We have to love one another. If we love one another, I promise you, racism, Judge Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, Stormy Brown, all of these, everybody can throw a weapon now, and people are in. All they carry these weapons, people die every day because of it. And we're not considering cancer. We're not considering AIDS, HIV. We're not considering any of that stuff. Today, we're saying that because our political leaders, whether it be black or white, you know, they're brown or yellow, they have decided, well, everybody can carry a weapon. What do you need a weapon for when you're not at war? You're not hunting. There's nothing to hunt in Mississippi. They tore up all the land and everything, so we hunt one another. Now, I'm saying, if we are intelligent beings, it's time to put down your gun, put down your weapon, and try God. Try love in your heart. It works. I am a living witness that love works. Love will transform you. It will transform a murderer into a life giver. It will transform a sinner into a saint. Love is the transformation that God has been trying to explain to us, for the past 2,000 years. So today, as far as the full gospel truth, Larry, what you're doing tonight, I do appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today. But I'm just saying, today, if I were to say anything today, I would say, I was looking at this program, this broadcast, love one another. Love with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. But love yourself first. Love yourself. Love your children, your offspring. They are the sons of God. In order for them to be sons of God, then listen, my friend, they have to have a God, a living God, that they look to. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy, spiritual leader. Nelson Mandela, but he's an activist. Now he's doing it. He's a saint. You know, and that's what they do. It's like Martin Luther King. They spend $50 million, a bronze statue, a monument, or whatever. It's about money. It's not about love. If people in America today would understand, a black man, Kenny Taylor from Kenny, Mississippi, sit down one day and say, what's wrong with this world? There's no love in it. There's no love in it. There's no love for your children. There's no love for peace. There's no love for truth. People, you have to have love. You have to find out whether you have to search love. I get to meditate on it. It has to become a part of you, the word itself, not what someone else is doing, not what the white man is doing. Forget about everything but the love that's in your heart. And if you have love in your heart, I promise you, you will see God. So, Brother Tim, I really do appreciate the opportunity to be here with y'all today, be here.
You're more than welcome, Arthur Kenny Taylor, down to the 32nd minute mark. That's Arthur Kenny Taylor. Wonderful words. From Arthur Kenneth Taylor, you can buy his book, One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. One Step from Prison and Two Steps from Hell, Amazon.com. That's wonderful words from Kenneth Taylor. Charles Lane and Annette Toombs on the line. Say hello, Annette.
Yes. Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Annette?
I'm doing okay. What he was saying is true.
Talk to him,
and
that's my sister,
and then
tell him how you feel.
Well, I felt that way, what you were saying, all that with love,
mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
10 seconds left on Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Show. Thank all my callers for coming in on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Show. Have a good day. God bless everyone.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right.
All right.